Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Everyone comes to this material world attracted to sense gratification, and the hard knot of sense gratification is the attraction to the male and female. By this attraction, one becomes overly attached to the material world in terms of Griha, Kshetra, Sutra, Apta, Pitta, that is, home, land, children, friends, money, and so forth. Thus, one becomes entangled in the bodily conception of I and mine. However, if one understands the story of King Puranjan and understands how, by sexual attraction, Puranjan became a female in his next life, one will also understand the process of transmigration. Om Agyanatimadandasya Gyananjanashalakaya Chakshurum Nitham Yenatasmai Shri Guru Nama Shri Chaitanya Manapustam Sakitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dulati Swaparantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yathapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sahaja Jatam Sahaja Ratnatam Tam Samsa Jivam Sahaja Vaitam Sahaja Vrutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahajana Balita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinam Kudirakate Gopesha Gopika Kantaradha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Lokangi Tadhe Vrita Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Brahmami Hari Priye Mancha Karvatru Kriska Vivasandhu Dhani Vrita Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Om Shubhadaya Krishna Krishna Bhutara Krishna Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vedanta Namaste Sarasvati Deva Bhagavani Prachayane Nirvishesha Chunyavadi Pashchat Deshatayane Hare Krishna. In presence of all the Vaishnavas, to speak on this verse, I was actually hoping I should speak on the previous verse of yesterday. Prabhupada covered that. Certain verses talk about beyond your capacity, it becomes harder. And the whole purport is speaking over that. So, I think you see here the few interesting things are happening in this verse. Now, Maitreya is concluding his instructions to Vidura. And he's saying what Narada Muni actually told to King Prachina Parishad to bring him out of his illusion using this allegory of King Puranjan. Now, you see the words and the verse, and you see the purport. Prabhupada is actually concluding this whole section with these strong statements. So, practically, the five chapters and 4 months of study of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada concludes this with this purport, practically, where he is explaining and where he is actually telling that. This is the hard knot. This is the hard knot within the heart, which is attraction to the male and female. But before coming to that, if you see how Maitreya is actually quoting, you know, how he begins his last statement of this, actually this section, he's saying, this is how I've heard according to my authority. This is how I have heard this, what I am describing, you know, that I have heard from my authority, my spiritual master. And now I was thinking, when I read that how important it is to have that protected shelter of an authority whom we can seek guidance from. Because if that shelter is missing, if that shelter is missing in our life, whom we can actually seek guidance from, then there can be serious issues. And we can actually really mess our spiritual lives. You know, we see amongst devotees, there is a lot of time spent on hearing many popular personalities on YouTube or other social media platforms who are very attractive in the way they speak, who sound very logical, they present themselves in a very good, they dress themselves in a nice way. And they have big following, and devotee, few devotees actually told us glorifying that person, or that such so one person, or so one guru on internet that, oh, his presentation is very technological, very reasonable, and it really makes one feel that this he has real substance. But and there are so many cases where, you know, Srila Prabhupada in so many instances has given this example of being very careful of not hearing someone who can contaminate our consciousness with the packaging or the covering of very attractive way of speaking or even philosophy. And Prabhupada gives the example of how milk touched by the lips of a serpent may appear the same healthy, nutritious milk, but actually the damage it will do in long term is going to be irreversible. Because it's gradually poisoning. And then we don't differentiate. You know, the other day when you were mentioning that, oh, he used to be a great yogi. But Bhagavad Gita's definition doesn't match with that yogi, which is the topmost or a great yogi is a person who is always doing bhajan of Krishna, who is meditating on the Supreme Lord and serving Him. So, because there is not enough hearing of Srila Prabhupada and pure devotees or advanced devotees who are speaking in line with the Parampara, then it's very easy to get sidetracked. You know, it's like every week or every 2 weeks, you know, someone will come and tell, oh, I'm confused because I heard such and such person. Then why to hear? When so much authoritative knowledge is available to hear, then why to go and unnecessarily put oneself in trouble and not hear from the authority? And this is what Maitreya is actually beginning this last verse of this chapter by saying that this is according to the authority what I heard from my spiritual master. I'm telling you now. So, you know, there is another common trend in many popular speakers on the internet will use their nationalistic patriotic agendas and they make some Hinduism clever. And there is a huge following amongst devotees to follow them. And then when that happens, then again we lose track of the pure devotional teachings which Srila Prabhupada is giving in his books. And then actually, and if you actually read Prabhupada's books, how many times he has smashed nationalism in his books? So many times. Is there some count how many times he has smashed that altruism, nationalism, all this disease which is keeping us home, which is holding us to this material world? But still, naturally, the natural flow goes there and our patriotic feeling overrides our spiritual feelings, you know. And the person also who is speaking from spiritual mastery becomes a patriotism master, you know. He also becomes more patriotic. For preaching, these things can be used. It's good to know what is happening outside in the world. It's good to know the essence of other philosophies also to preach. But enough hearing of Srila Prabhupada's books when that happens, when that is very strong, then when we hear such philosophies, we have context to put that in. Otherwise, we become very much carried away. By only that feeling as a dominant feeling within us, which is to first establish, you know, Sanatana Dharma based on a patriotic aspect, not on a devotional aspect which Srila Prabhupada did, how he did. So there is a trap. One must be careful of that. And to overcome or to come out of that trap is very simple. If more of our hearing and reading is from our Parampara gurus, then it's easy to protect oneself from that. Because the packaging can be very attractive, as we know. The packaging, the way they are presenting the philosophy can be very attractive, but inside substance is the real thing which we are after. And if you see, you know, in this particular course also, in this particular purport, yesterday also, I was talking to Gopal Vishwan, who was studying one very popular person. He has few hundred thousand of following, And he cannot even publicly say that meditating is wrong. And he personally told Bhagavan Vishwaroopa that meditating is wrong. But publicly he cannot say it. He will not say it. And purposefully he will not say it. Why? Because he has, of course, he has the plans to bring Hindus together and all that. But whereas if you read this Prabhupada's purport, and if you hear certain spiritual masters, they will hardly be able to really criticize this attraction of the male and female. Because they know people will reject. People will not come, but they will go away. So instead of, so they will not even reject it, rather they may acknowledge it. That yeah, it's a biological force, do it, practice it, follow my word. But whereas Sri Prabhupada actually did not compromise it. And in any book you read, Prabhupada, there is no way even once he mentions this is okay. Yeah, buy my book, it's okay. Yeah, but he doesn't do that actually, honestly. So in this particular verse, Srila Prabhupada is putting a lot of emphasis on detachment based on detachment between the attraction of male and female. And you know, one time in Melbourne only it happened, Hari Sovipo was here and he was mentioning how he was quoting Prabhupada, how Srila Prabhupada once told him and other devotees that till his wife is alive, help and support her. You know? And one pastime is there where Srila Prabhupada tells simple instruction to Bhavan Prabhu. And he's asked, you know, but you have sannyasi people in the question. You know? Then he said, no. It's okay, in emergency to take care of the family is okay. She is there in emergency dying. But Prabhupada said, take my wife is there. Because that was his duty. But for the higher purpose, he left his duty and he moved on. So, but that is not an attachment like this verse is talking about. It's a very different, it's not even attachment on a material platform or sannyasi being attached to his wife. Because yesterday, like in Gopala Shore, in class, I was mentioning about Ramanujacharya, a disciple approaching him. And he did shed a drop of tear when his wife passed away and he wants to take sannyas. So Ramanujacharya had to suggest him, you know, first you go get married or first get emotions back in your heart, because unless you have emotions, how will you have devotion? So without emotion, there is no devotion. So, you know, a heart, I was just thinking of that example, a heart of a devotee has to be like a healthy and fit body, which means, you know, if our body, if our muscles, you know, people get muscle injuries very easily, where, you know, if in our body, if our muscles are very rigid and they're very weak, it's easy to injure them, very easily breaks. But whereas the same thing, if our muscles are flexible and strong, then easily may not happen. So similarly, if our heart is hard and weak simultaneously, then it's very difficult to actually enhance or flourish in our bhakti, because this knowledge will not sink in. Either we go to extreme of rejection, or we go crazy in putting ourselves in full force to enjoy our material senses. Whereas if the heart is soft but strong, strong in rejecting what is unfavorable to Krishna consciousness and accepting what is favorable, and soft with emotions towards the Supreme Lord and His devotees, then that type of heart is very healthy position, you know, to actually progress in our spiritual life. So in Srila Prabhupada's example, that is useful, that he didn't show hard-heartedness, but he was strong-hearted also, that to pursue or to fulfill the mission of Krishna Chaitanya, he took those steps and being fully attached to Krishna. So that hard-heartedness they never seen in Srila Prabhupada. Even, you know, if you see Nirmala Nanda Babas, when they take sannyas, they take sannyas, and their sannyas is called as pindadana. Pindadana is done when someone actually passes away, dies, and the family does that ceremony because someone died. So these Nanda Babas, when they take sannyas, they do their own kirtan. They do their own death ceremony. That means no connection with society, family at all. They are dead. They are practically dead. But if we see in example of Srila Prabhupada or many of his very advanced disciples, it's not that they just break their connection with the family and the family is dead for them. They still are trying if the family can become a devotee of Krishna. But the vision is very different. The vision is not to enjoy with the family what we have, and the vision is just seeing themselves also as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and give them a chance to become devotees of Krishna. Because Srila Prabhupada till the end was connected to his younger son, who was very good to Krishna consciousness. And when we don't see Prabhupada very hard-hearted, very rejected him. So, because when such sections are read, and if they're not seen in proper context, this what it truly means is this family is Maya. Reject family. Reject relationship, no emotion. This can come up. But if heart is soft but yet strong simultaneously to accept what is favorable and to reject what is unfavorable, then this can be seen in proper Vaishnava context. Otherwise this verse can be really, really seen in an immature way. And we'll see the drift within families, or people even denying their duties, or going against the healthy way of gradually progressing through the Varnashram ladder, or the Varnashram ladder, what we practice in ISKCON. And then come towards attachment to Krishna while performing their duties towards their family. So, if you see Prabhupada is in the purport quoting this verse from Bhagavatam 5th canto, but it's a very strong verse actually to see. Because this verse and the translation is directing us to one point. It's very single focused purport. Prabhupada is not even taking another stand in the purport. He's just hitting on one aspect. Because materially speaking, this attachment between man and woman is so intense. It's so intense and it's so hard to deal with, because if this attachment is not overcome, whether gradually or quickly, whatever, then the possibility of advancing spiritually doesn't exist for a person. Because this is exactly like Prabhupada himself gives this example so many times that the flame of bhakti will not even exist, what to speak of survive and flourish and grow bigger, if the sense gratification, especially attachment to opposite sex, is still there and pouring water also, and simultaneously you're trying to ignite the fire also. So that flame of bhakti will not even exist, what to speak of me growing it further. So, and that's why when Prabhupada is quoting this verse, when I read this translation or the explanation of this in the Gaudapada Prabhupada is giving, he's actually saying that everyone comes to this material world attracted to sense gratification, and the hard part of sense gratification is the attraction between male and female. By this attraction, one becomes overly attached to the material world. So by this attraction to the opposite sex, one is getting attached to what? In terms of Griha, Shetra, Sukhata, Vite, home, land, children, friends, money, and so forth. One is getting attached to home, land, children, family, wife. This is still keeping the Varnashram system in context, which is still a much better way of living. Now, what to speak of today's life, where who cares about children, where is the concept of wife, where is the concept of having a family which includes some responsibility, which includes some good things and gradually purify, and there is some gradual progression, and you have to sacrifice and tolerate the children, their needs, and you for a higher purpose for educated children, you would curb your lifestyle so that they can get a better lifestyle, better future. There are so many devotees, they say that we became devotees because of our children. And what does that mean? Is that because they care for their children, they thought they are in Australia. Now we don't want them to also get into drugs or just running out of all the service. So we want to protect them. And then they see temple as a great source of protection. And they just come to protect their children and themselves end up becoming devotees. Now if there is no responsibility of children, there is no responsibility of family, then why will anyone bother even coming? And that's where we are heading towards. West is almost there. Very few families. Now actually if you see some families with children and playing with them, I personally actually, I really feel happy. Because at least something is there. You know, our neighbor, my neighbor to Ashram, a good family, they have, I think, two or three kids. And very good people. Him, his wife, and children, every evening they are spending time together. They may not be talking about anything spiritual. Still, I really encourage seeing them, at least there is some hope. Especially in our area, there are many families with kids. But now it's almost finishing. And now India is going to catch up soon with that. So, now, this has some Varnashram in it. There is a possibility of progressing. Now, in a very simple life, which is just rotating around man and woman, and their attraction between them, where is the chance of cutting through that? I personally, if I say, I can only see one chance. Of course, there are two ways. One is when they will really, really extremely fed up and frustrated with those attempts of enjoying. And then if some devotee who is merciful is around them, then they may take up the process. Otherwise, I don't know how it's going to happen. Because it's going to be very hard, it's going to be challenging. You know, the whole we have heard many times, the whole world is practically rotating around the same attraction. You know, if there is advertisement selling a perfume, and in advertisement they are only showing flowers, water, and chemical mixing together, no one will buy. We all know that. The company, the businessman has to put sex in it so that people buy a perfume. That means what? People are buying sex or they buy perfume? What are they buying? I don't think they buy perfume. Because if they want to buy perfume, they will just buy with flowers and water, but they don't buy. So this is very clear in people's mind. And that's how they make money. And that's how they exploit, and that's how they produce so many resources for sense enjoyment. And consumerism is of course a result of this one single pointed enjoyment. You know, my devotee was also mentioning that if this attraction between man and woman stops, then the whole consumer industry will collapse. You know, travel industry stops, cosmetic industry stops, Hollywood stops, car, transport industry practically stops. You know, this practically includes a huge industry. Internet usage will reduce to 10-15% or 80-85% of the pornography. If this attraction goes away, if it stops, then the world is going to collapse. And if that the world is going to collapse, then why will scientists who are speaking the language of businessmen want to speak will ever discourage this attachment? They will rather encourage it. They actually say it's very healthy for you. It does more, it's very healthy for you. Really, they really say it's very healthy for your body, it does more. Because the agenda is to sell perfume. This is the agenda. The agenda is to sell perfume and car. So, but the way a person can actually figure out that this is a trap under the guidance of one part spiritual master on one part knowledge, then one starts gradually taking right decisions. You know, honestly, if we can actually feel that, if we actually can see through that, oh, while selling this perfume is actually selling me opposite sex. And if one can actually not take that decision on buying it, that will give so much of strength to fight this urge. One actually develops some strength and intelligence gradually to cut through and to see through and then take decisions in life. And most of the decisions, even it appears to be for our career or for our economic welfare, it's very much centered on rotating around this particular principle. And that's why Prabhupada is quoting this verse, that Pumsa Sriya Maitri Bhava, That is the driving principle. And what is it connected to? It Bhagavatam connects to home, land, children, friends, money, and so forth. So everything else is beginning from Omsa Sri Imagining God, this attraction between man and woman. So, just going through this verse from Bhagavad Gita 3:40, it's a very popular verse, most of you will know. It says, Indriyani Namo Buddhi Asya Vistham Uchate Etar Moya Diyesha Jnana Mavrita Dehinam. It says, the senses, the mind and intelligence are sitting place of this lust. Through them, lust covers the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders him. We all know these are the sitting places of lust where it actually catches or traps the soul. But if you see the cycle, how it is explained in this word, very potent, amazing way. This mind is the center of all activities of the senses. And when we hear about sense of it, mind generally becomes a reservoir of the ideas of sense gratification. Because mind has already stored a lot of samskara or impressions from previous lives or even this life on how to give ideas or how to enjoy sense gratification. Then as soon as sense object comes in contact with our senses, as soon as we see any person moving around or anything on internet or anything while doing any study or service, then mind immediately protects ways how to enjoy it. If the problem remains still there, it's easy to deal. But next Prabhupada goes is that the intelligence becomes the capital of such lustful propensities. When the intelligence takes over to help us enjoy the sense gratification, that is where we are in trouble. The intelligence is the immediate neighbor of the spirit soul. Because the intelligence is very much next to the soul, once intelligence starts supporting mind's demand and mind's ideas of sense gratification, especially what this verse is talking about, then it's very difficult to deal with it. Why? Because intelligence, lusty intelligence, will influence the spirit soul to acquire the false ego and identify itself with matter, and thus with the mind and senses. The spirit soul becomes addicted to enjoying material senses and mistake this as true happiness. Now, because intelligence is also supporting, that intelligence is once it's fully covered up, then the intelligence is going to influence the spirit soul also to acquire that same false ego, which is my sense enjoyment is my reality. And there is nothing beyond it, there is nothing which I want in my life. That's why when you see a gradual progression to the way our national system is teaching us, the way it is designed only, it will bring obstacles in our sense enjoyment. So mind will always propose sense enjoyment, but the way society is designed, it will keep bringing obstacles, and intelligence will have speed breakers to support mind's demand. But a lifestyle where there is no obstacle, and intelligence has free flow, and mind has free flow to exercise the attraction between male and female, then intelligence is fully supporting the mind. Then where is the chance of the spirit soul to come out of it? Many times when you go to catering, in the name of spirituality, you just see what happens there. It's unbelievable. It's just transcendent sex. That is it. Nothing else. And all of them have one statement, such a spiritual experience. I don't know how and where it comes from. Who started it? Honestly, I don't know who started it and who proposed it. And of course, it has to become popular with us. That's very much dear to everyone's heart. But that's how it is. Today, so this is what the Prabhupada was talking about. And Prabhupada ends in one statement, this word, that this attraction is going to lead one to a female's body in the next life, especially something working to London. And Prabhupada is saying, if one can understand this one point, then one understands how transmigration of soul takes place. Because No.
In our Bhagavad-gita study with Gopamishwar, we read the example the other day how just by meditating, how caterpillar turns into a butterfly. So, Yamayam Abhiswana, Tilintyam Tatalevara. So, whatever is our smarana, whatever is our meditation on, then we acquire that nature, that body we acquire. So, if a man is just attracted towards the body of a female, and that's what the meditation is all about, then naturally the laws of nature will force him to become that body.
Whereas the scripture says that it is healthy
for a woman to be attached to her husband, which may be a little contradictory nowadays for the freedom fighters for woman liberation. It's healthy for a woman to be attracted towards her husband, because at least, even if they're not practicing anything spiritual, she can, using the same principle, she could transmigrate it to a man's body naturally, because she is attracted to opposite sex also. But that body then has a chance to actually practice dharma and then progress gradually. And if that person comes in contact with a spiritual master, then renunciation can also be practically possible. But that's again a very gradual way. Best way we all know is to practice Krishna consciousness, how shall go on this progress. So, but today is a very special day of pastime for great personality who by his example showed us how to cut through this all this thick layer of illusion. And he very much apt to this particular pastime. This particular purport also matches, and he shows contrast how someone is very much attached to serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, then it's easy to cut through this one attachment of opposite sex. And that is, today is a Panyati festival, the day when Panyati was celebrated. In Panyati, the Tiradhi festival was celebrated, and the festival involves two great personalities. One is Raghunath Das Goswami, one is Lord Nityananda. And Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, from very early age of his, when he met Haridas Thakur, he developed such an attraction for Lord Chaitanya and his teachings that he was not interested at all in home affairs. But his father was a great, great zamindar, I think Golden Mazumdar. He was so rich. One place Prabhupada talks about that he was earning few thousands of dollars in that time. That was his income. Imagine now how much few million dollars will be his salary or monthly salary or income. So he was so rich that he kept 11 people, 11 servants to keep eye on Raghunath Das Goswami so that out of his love for Lord Chaitanya he should not run away from family. And he had a very beautiful wife who was practically as beautiful as goddess. And when his father saw that he still wants to run, and when mother suggested, tie him with ropes, father said, if the rope of a very attractive wife cannot tie him, then what will the physical rope do? So, and when he had Lord Chaitanya first time in Shantipur, then Lord Chaitanya told him, gave him a very interesting advice. He said, act like a show bottle renunciate. He said, you outside be very normal, do all your home activities, but inside, different. Be inside very different. Inside, be fully attached towards your goal, and one day Krishna will fulfill your desire. So then, gradually, the time came, Raghunath Das Goswami was always planning and seeing how to escape, how to run away, because this particular verse didn't apply to him. This particular attraction did not apply on him. So, then he found an opportunity and he ran away. He met Lord Chaitanya again and he escaped and he ran away. And in one of the pastimes again, when he was in Panimati, after he became before running away, he met Lord Chaitanya once in Panimati. Panimati is a place 1 hour from Calcutta. So when he met Lord Nityananda, he from a distance paid obeisances to Lord Nityananda, and someone told Lord Nityananda that Raghunath Das is making obeisances. And Lord said that, call him here, he's a thief, call the thief here. And Lord Nityananda you are a thief, you are a thief. You took away the person, you are a thief. Now you have to pay for it. There is a punishment for you. And what was the punishment? He said, you see all the vegetables? Give them a party. That is your punishment. Give them a party now. And he asked Lord Aravana Das Goswami that you do Jira Day party. This is yoga dress. So immediately Aravana Das Goswami started arranging, called his servants. Everyone started bringing. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of vegetables came. They brought hundreds and hundreds of pots of hot milk, yogurt, banana, chip rice, rice. And they divided into two varieties. And many other ingredients. So there are two varieties. One was rice with yogurt and bananas, a special type of banana. And the other variety was with condensed milk. Rice with condensed milk. So every devotee got two pots each of their own. And they were sitting on the bank of Ganga, and the whole bank became full, and more vegetables were coming, and more prasadam was coming, and other people also got their prasadam. So devotees went in the river to eat, because there was no space to sit outside. So they went inside the river and prasadam were eating. Then Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Nityananda, invoked the presence of Lord Chaitanya. He was not physically present there, Lord Chaitanya, in this party, in this feast. But Lord Nityananda invoked him. He went to all the Vaishnavas and took from their pots and started feeding Lord Chaitanya. And nobody knew what is happening. Only very few devotees could see it. And then he arranged specially made varieties of rice, four pots separate from Lord Chaitanya. And then when the whole pastime was over, everyone was satisfied and they were saying Lord Nityananda in his ecstasy. Then Lord Nityananda sat and he started feeding Lord Chaitanya. No one can see Lord Chaitanya, but he has four pots in front of a big, huge pot, and they started feeding Lord Chaitanya. So everyone started remembering Krishna Balaram's pastime, that how Krishna Balaram would go in the forest and they would eat together, and all the covered boilers surrounding them. So this is this Chiradevi festival. There is much more detail to it, but very nice festival. And after that, actually, Raghunath Das Goswami escapes. So, a very classic example of Raghunath Das Goswami also, and how they got to know Sri Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, that one day Raghunath Das Goswami just happened to eat the remnants of Lord Chaitanya, and he came home and he became crazy in love of Krishna. After that, his family life for him didn't exist. So I'll stop there. And then see if there is any questions or comments on what we discussed. Namaskar, Bhagavatam ki jai.